Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
Hashtag no music, no intro. Know it's been a while, but the Saints Block Party podcast is still here. It's summertime. Ryan, our dude Wolf, celebrated his lovely wife's birthday. A little mini vacation. Shout out. Happy birthday to belated birthday to Bree. Oh no, wait. It was Monday, right?
Yeah, Monday. Yep.
But we back. And
we're back, baby.
In the best way, there hasn't been any Saints news, which is good, because that means that no one's getting arrested, nothing's crazy happening.
No suspensions,
no beating up people in elevators, no DUIs, no speeding, like everything's okay. But being
FBI
that
FBI investigations, congressional hearings, none of that.
The funniest thing that's happened, I think, since the last time we recorded is a picture of Derek Carr and DeMario at the praise worship, and Derek Carr is putting his hand like Jim Jones, just touch it. Let me just touch the Negroes and get.
Oh boy!
But I felt like this would be a good time for us to have an episode, like. A lot has happened in like the off season, and just episodes like have a recap of the highlights that the Saints have had this off season, because there's been, you know, quite a few things. Shout out to, got the chat going. Shout out to Dante. Brian says happy birthday to Bree from Agitator. Our dude who that Chris said no brick throwing. Tony said shout out y'all. So it's late. As usual, it's 9 p.m. here on the West Coast. It's 11 where Ryan is at Central Time. But I was looking. I was like, man, last time we posted an episode was like June 17th. So we going like a whole, like, it's only been like, it was a little over a week. But like in time frame wise, it was like more than 10 days, which is not like us, right? But like also them. Too, we got lives to live, bro. Like we
lives, out man. Here.
We out here.
Saints on vacation. We is too. Shit.
Saints on vacation when the season starts sometime, nigga. But we still out here. Like, but just a quick aside for the community, right? Me and Jay went to this event last year that one of her best friends were throwing. We won these raffle tickets, or won this raffle for tickets to go see the Padres game. Amazing seats, like in the 100. I don't even like baseball, Ryan. You know this. I don't like baseball. But Padres game in San Diego, we got 4 tickets. Hit up our dude, Sherm. We apologize if you might be like a light skin of any way and you might be listening to this segment of the podcast. You might want to just duck down a little bit. But hit up our dude, Sherm, and ask, his wife, if they wanted to join us. Because the game was in, like, right in the middle of the day, bro. Like, 1:10 on a Wednesday. Like, completely.
Baseball, bro.
It's awful. But just, like Nick, like, I work, bro. Like, I had to take the day off yesterday. But it was good to, like, anyway. Long story short, Sherm was able to go with his wife. We went to Puesto, one of my favorite places to eat ever. In San Diego, I got to share Sherm eating a filet mignon taco from Puesto, which if you have not had, a couple of people that we rock with, I've gotten Julio hooked on them. I've gotten our dude White Wealth, Chris hooked on them. Our dude Greg Rosenthal. One of the best food items you'll ever taste in your entire life. Swear by it. But just being able to just be with people in this community when... It just, we got people all over. And when we are hanging out with people, you know, our first thought when we won the tickets was like, well, shit, Sherm and his wife live in San Diego, or, you know, living, you know, down there. Let's hit him up. Because, like, that's, like, it's like, extended family. And yeah. This is, Ty, it's called Puesto. There's none in actual L.A. The closest one to L.A. is, there's one in Irvine. And then most of their locations are in San Diego, though. P-U-E-S-T-O, Puesto. That's where I want us to have our little meetup for training camp. we don't even know if there's any practice going to be open in training camp. But it just, even the Bucks have announced some dates, but we have a truly, truly amazing community, even in this dead period where not a lot's going on football wise. Just because things might not be going on football wise, it doesn't mean that things aren't going on community wise in our community, because there's always something going on. So it was just cool to kick it with, you know, him and his wife yesterday. We had tacos, had drinks, just was feeling good, bro. Just enjoying life. And ultimately, honestly, that's all it's fucking about, man. Like, we just gotta just enjoy life, because there's a lot of life to live. And with everything that happens in life, it can be daunting, it can be draining, it can be sad, it can be depressing, but there's also this element of just making moments with people that you care about, man, that we all as humans should take advantage of.
Amen. Preach, brother. But, yeah, man. So patreon.com/Saints Block Party, like, join this community. This community is the shit. We got the meetup coming up. We got the West Coast meetup coming up. We got the, you know, hopefully a meetup for, you know, training camp. We'll see. We got the big annual meetup coming up in November 10th. That's going to be fire for the Atlanta Falcons game. Like, become a Patreon, man. And I'm telling you, one of the things about this community, bro, and I've said it before, there's no like, petty or like nastiness, or you know how you get a group of more than five people together, so there's gonna be some kind of negativity in there, some kind of that. Nah, bro, we'd be 30, 40 deep, all positivity, all fun, diverse people from all over the world, and just good vibes, man. So, like, I'm telling you, if you apprehensive about it, like, hey, I don't know, I'm kind of introvert, I'm an introvert. I don't be out there hanging with a bunch of people. But when my Saints Black Party crew coming through, out chill. I'm feeling good. I'm having fun. So I'm telling you, it's like the thing to do, man.
It is. There's nothing like it. And, you know, Sherm was attesting to just how cool the community is. I don't want to give us a whole little circle jerk or anything like that. But
I'm jerking. Hey. Oh.
Okay, that's my one, bro. That's one. No more. Fed up with it. Don't want to hear a single thing about it again.
Ran its course.
It ran its course day one. And it's like,
yeah.
Like, listen, I'll just say this. It's a little late at night. I can say this. Like, it's 2024. If that's not being done anyway, like, what are we doing? Like, who is not doing that in the year 2000? Like, this bitch didn't invent the wheel. Like, anyway, let me talk. But on that same line, because it is the off season. This is I put the story in the Discord. Because someone had to bring up my whole the whole Underhill situation. I'm not going to talk about right now on the podcast. If you know what the Underhill situation is, you know it.
No, you know.
Truly one of them. If you know, you know the situation. But tell this story. I kind of wanted to open it up. Like, one of the worst, like, one of the most embarrassing things if someone has ever told me that happened. One of my good friends I've known for years, 60, almost 15 plus years. This is about like a couple of years ago. She tells me her husband was texting, and then her father-in-law, her husband's dad, get a text message from her dad. The context of the story is that her father-in-law had a little sexting episode, with his girlfriend,
harmless. You know, we all did it at some point, right? Sucked in the tummy a little bit. You know, we done been there, right?
And by mistake, he sent a video of him.
Womp womp.
And he didn't send it to his girlfriend. Mm. He sent it to his son by mistake.
Oh, man.
That is one of the most embarrassed, like, just levels. So I wanted to kind of just open it, like, to, like, the chat. I'm not trying to top that. There may not be no topping that.
Well, like our boy Nick said, the only thing worse he could have sent to his son's wife. Good luck explaining that.
Bruh, the funny, it's not funny, but like that's a setup to a porn scene, bro. I done seen that one.
Oh, yeah, it's out there, man. Just saying, you know. Hey, whatever floats y'all boat, you know. Hey.
No judgment here. that story is just timeless of just how.
Hey, listen, text is so dangerous, bro. Like, dangerous technology. Dangerous technology.
All I will say is Runtime Ryan meant to text me something.
Oh, man. I mean, look. You know how dudes talk, bro. You just locker room talk. You know what I'm saying? You know how dudes talk. But
anyway. Just
make sure you text the right person. That's all I'm saying.
Please. Please. Anyway. A lot of Chris Olave talk came up today. It's his birthday. So we can start there. I mean, nothing happened with Chris Olave in the offseason and what have you, but just a good area to start. And one of the topics that we got in the Discord is just talking about the Saints receivers in terms of Olave, Shaheed, A.T. Perry, maybe throw, I don't know, Bub memes in there, you know, of just one, I think it was our dude, Bajan and or G just asking how good is that group of receivers? And they want it comp, like a comp, like high end, like, if you know, Chris Olave hits his potential comp and, like, I guess, like, floor comp of where they are as players. And I was like, man, they put me on the spot right there.
It's tough.
For Olave, I feel like, okay, I got to be careful how I word this, because I love him as a player. I think he's underrated as a player. If Stephon Diggs is a Rockwaller, if he can hit all his potential, he would be Diggs as a German Shepherd. I don't even know if that makes sense. It makes sense to my head.
I know exactly what you're saying. Because, you know, German Shepherds, they're smart. You know, not that Rockballers are smart, but Germans are really smart. And just the way they could be ferocious, but they could also be sweet. You know what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. I don't know. It's just, I see what you're saying right there. What's the comp for Olave?
But I don't know what his floor is. Like, that to me is a harder thing.
Floor is what he is now. Like, right. If he stays what he is now, like a good starting wide receiver that's going to get you, you know, 1,100 to 1,200 yards, a season, you know what I'm saying? It's going to get you six, seven touchdowns, like just a good starting wide receiver. I think that's his floor. I think his rookie year, I mean, like I said before, man, like he's his own worst enemy as far as, like, he just came in the game. He just looked like he belonged in the NFL. He had one of the most, like, his first 2 years are some of the most productive of, you know, the first 2 years of any wide receiver. Like, he's been really good.
And it's crazy because it's not really talked about like that.
Because, he playing for a Saints, he playing for a mid-offense, a mid-team, and it's not going to be talked about. You know what I'm saying? So,
right.
Like, I get it. But we want more. Like, we all want more. We all think he could be more. And I think, even, you know, look, we just talk about Matt Harmon and, all the advanced statistics and all that stuff, you could see that there's more there. Like, there's there there. You know what I'm saying? Like, you could see right. that better quarterback play, better offensive scheming can get more out of him. You know, will he be, you know, what kind of quarterback, I mean, what kind of wide receiver can he be? Can he be like a number one stud? Like, that's just like top level, tilts the defense, keeping defensive right. coordinators up at night? Or can he be just like a good one? You know what I'm saying? Like, where that is, I don't know. So, but I think he could be like, whatever it is, I think he'd be a number one wide receiver.
Right. Ty says, I need Olave to lock in and show me some more dog in him. And I get that. But I also think, at least last season especially, he made catches that solidifies that he absolutely has the dog mentality
right.
in him. Right?
I noticed when he's talked about, I looked on Twitter, he gets talked about as if he's like a soft player, like a very yes. soft finesse type player. Yes. And he can be at times. He can be at times. But I've seen enough evidence that he does have that dog in him.
Yep.
But I just need to, I need more of it. That's all I'm saying. You right. know what I'm saying? Like, but I know he could do it. It's not right. like a player where, it's not like he's just a pure finesse player that, you know, and it's fine if he was, you know, it's fine. Players like that could be productive in the league. You know, Waddle is one of them. You know what I'm saying? Like, good, productive players in the league. But, you know, like, I've seen him make, like, those catches that catch against Green Bay, Minnesota, Falcons. Man, come Panthers. On, man. Panthers. Like, come on, man.
Our dude says, Olave comp is Tyler Lockett. I don't think his floor is bad at all either way. He'll have a more solid career like Devontae Smith and Brandon Cooks, but I doubt he'll ever be elite in the top five combos. I don't think his skill set is for him to be top five. But I think a better question is, and we kind of went through this exercise when our dude Max was talking about him in the Discord. I went through it because I just found it interesting. It's just where he was overall comparatively to the league. And when I objectively did the exercise, he was like a top 20 wide receiver.
Right.
When I went through That's all the teams. Him. Top 20.
That's what I see him.
Which
is going to be a top 15 and top 20 type receiver, which is great. Like, I don't
know. Ty says, I seen the dog too, but definitely need more. With no Mike now, someone has to be a dog. Yes. And I don't know. I think the person when I think of that player, and maybe it's just projection, is like A.T. Perry. Like, when I think of kind of can fit into like that role, and I'm not saying he can be Mike or will be Mike, but can do the things that Mike did at a high, I won't even say high level, because what Mike did at a high level is we just not going to see it again.
Just not going to see it.
But in terms of just being able to, in terms of like the offense, and be able to keep, you know, move the chains, blah, blah, do mm-hmm. the dirty work, blah, blah.
Be that X,
yeah.
Line up close to the middle and, you know, run some slants, post up, middle of the field. You know, I think A.T. Perry can do that, but it's a projection. Like,
it is.
Let's think about I like our wide receiver core, but it's definitely a wide receiver group that you have to project a lot. Like,
you do.
Chris Olave, we know he's good. Rashid Shaheed, we know he's talented and can do like crazy, just crazy good stuff. But after that, it's like, I guess he's right. there. Bub Means, I have no idea. Like, I like Bub Means college tape, but no idea if he's going to be good. Cedric Wilson, I mean, you know, he's going to do his thing. It's just, you know, I don't know.
What is Shaheed's ceiling?
No, man. You know,
I got one for you. I'm talking like if he were to hit, like get injury stuff aside, blah, blah, blah. Shaheed, in theory, can preface that by saying in theory, could be T.Y. Hilton.
Yeah, I can see that.
In theory. Brian said Victor Cruz. I can Yeah, I can't see Victor Cruz. I think the way that Shahid and Victor Cruz won, like, two completely different ways.
Yeah, Victor Cruz, he was more of a slot. I see Shahid. He's just a different kind of animal. But the thing about Shahid is I think he could do more than he's done in the office so far. That's the thing. Like, we trying to project, and we trying to project with what we've seen from a high school offense. You know what I'm saying? Like, Carmichael offense at high school. I mean, bro, like, come on, man. Like, the things we were doing, bro. go back and listen to the recent Matt Harmon. He puts out like clips from his podcast, and he was going over the Saints offense. And, like, just the things. And, look, we talked about Pete Carmichael to death. You know what I'm saying? Like, look, he didn't want to be an OC. He did his best. He did some good things. Not everything that went bad was his fault.
Right.
But it just wasn't. It wasn't good, man. Like, the things you need to do as an offensive coordinator to, situate the skills of your players, you know, it was a week-to-week competition, you know, like, the media was telling what to do. We was telling what to do. You know what I'm saying? Media was like, can we get more motion? Did you put some motion? Can we get more Taysom? Yeah, put some Taysom in it. That's a week-to-week thing. Like, hey, Jimmy, where's Jimmy Graham? Get a pass to Jimmy Graham. It just was ridiculous, bro. It was absurd.
He was out here crowdsourcing the office, bro.
Crowdsourcing, bro. Like, bro, what have you been doing all these years, bro? Sitting there behind Sean Payton. I mean, he would sit there at the table with Sean Payton and Drew Brees every Saturday for that dot meeting, whatever they call it, and scheme up the offense. Like, bro. But, you know, like, offense running, you know, calling plays and design offense is a talent. Like, you.
Oh, it absolutely is.
It's not something you just learn. You know what I'm saying? Like, you got to have a feel for that shit.
You do. So getting back to, like, kind of recapping, we haven't really done any recapping, but Tony said he would listen to us once and then never listen to our suggestions ever again.
Yeah, regarding Pete.
Just going over some highlights from the offseason, right? We had the Saints hiring Clint Kubiak at offensive coordinator. Not only did they hire Clint Kubiak at offensive coordinator, they pretty much let him seem like to have kind of carte blanche in terms of what he wanted to do, people he wanted to bring in, the staff he wanted to bring in.
Help me.
They cut.
You changing the culture. You got the OC changing the culture, bro.
How crazy is that, bro? OC changed the culture quicker than the head coach, bro. What a wild time we live in.
Hey, but look, I mean, I don't remember who talked about it, but look, when Sean Payton brought in Greg Williams, you know, I mean, look, the team needed a culture, kind of a culture shock. It was a very finesse team. You know, prior to that, you know what I'm saying? And Greg Williams came.
Yes.
And he brought an edge, maybe some bounties with it, but he brought an edge to the team. You know what I'm saying? Bounties. I love it. I don't give a shit. I love it.
You mean like the fabric softener bounty, right? Like the shit you put in the locker.
Yeah. Yeah. That's
I mean, yes, all that's also 100% correct, but also I think the big difference between is like Sean Payton's first year took the team to the NFC Championship game.
Exactly.
So you have Clint Kubiak, in the draft they add Fuaga, who will be playing left tackle. Mm-hmm. They added Spencer Rattler. They added Kool-Aid McKinstry. They added Bup Mims, we talked about, you know, they, oh. What?
Nose tonsil.
Oh, Christian Boyd. They have Holker, undrafted free agent, tight end.
I keep forgetting about that linebacker we drafted out of
Jalen Ford from Texas, bro.
I keep forgetting about it. I'm like, oh, I forgot he was on the team.
But also, like, it doesn't help that, like, he was dealing with, like, an injury issue, so he hasn't really, like, practice or what have you. Right. Free agency, the big ad, I guess, was Chase Young. Hey. And then it comes out that his like his neck needs neck surgery, but there was good news because he got good news from the doctor, which is great. They released Marcus May. They did an extension with Honey Badger. What a terrible signing that was. Who's now with the Dolphins. Watch him have like a bounce back year with the Dolphins. We'll see. They release Michael Thomas. We call it what it is. They release Michael Thomas. They release Jameis Winston. They signed Huvander, the fullback who's competing with Adam Prentice. I'm trying to think what else happened. I think it's they did the extension with Honey Badger. They signed Willie Gay in free agency from the Chiefs. What else? Out of all those moves, including the signing of Clint Kubiak, I feel like maybe I'm forgetting one or shortchanging one. What is the move that you're looking to as like the whole crucial part and crux of the offseason?
Well, I'm not going to mention Kubiak because, you know, we talk about that every week. That's the biggest move of the offseason. It is interesting because we kind of forget that hire took a while. Like, that was a long process. And look, he was in the Super Bowl, so, like, you know, understandable. But, you know, we won Zach Robinson and a couple of other guys. I forgot their names already. But, you know, I think it's going to be interesting to see how his offense works out between his and Zach Robinson's over with the Falcons. That's kind of a little rivalry to kind of look at to see how it works out. Mm-hmm. Both coming from like a similar scheme background and stuff like that. So it's going to be interesting. But really, you know, Chase Young is the move, bro. Like, the Saints defensive line on paper is not very good. Hashtag on paper is not very good. Like, usually we good on paper and we got a week to see. On paper, it's not very good. So they need Chase Young to be something. And look, I mean, look, we saw the pictures put out on social media. He all rocked up, cut up, you know, flexed up, man. And, you know, that's good to see. We hope he's in great shape come training camp. And, you know, we need him to show out, man. I'm just hoping at the very least, even if he's not like, you know, say he doesn't blow it away and I'm like, I just be healthy and at least give us a similar season like he had last year. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, 8, 9, 10 sacks, something like that. That'll be huge, you know, huge for this team because, you know, I'm not expecting much from Peyton Turner. You'd be a fool. Who? You'd be a fool to expect
that. Thank you for saying this nigga's name, Ryan. I completely forgot. Imagine you're a struggling parent in Texas and you cobble up your finances to send your kid to a football camp hosted by Peyton fucking Turner, bro.
Come on, bro.
What are you teaching my son? What are you going to teach my son?
Yeah, we'll highlight. He's gonna show his highlight of him getting that fumble.
What are you gonna show?
Show him recovering that fumble, then fumbling it.
Oh, Joe Ryan, I need to know because when that shit came out, I said, "What parent?" Not to say I know a problem when I see it. What parent is being swindled by this nigga for a youth football camp? I got some questions I need answered.
Hey, you know them kids smart enough, bro. They pulling up their phone and looking up the stats. They looking up the stats like, this nigga trash, man. I mean, them kids, kids clown Cam Newton. Cam Newton was running camp. They was clowning Cam Newton.
This man played in the Super Bowl, man.
Super Bowl quarterback, man. But on a line of like, look, man, be an NFL player. Like, you know, I know when I was a kid, man, you played in the NFL. I remember in college, we were, you know, just playing like, you know, we play football just in the yard or whatever. And we had this, we was putting a team together. We had this dude, I don't remember his name, but he actually was at like a San Francisco 49ers training camp. And we just thought like, oh man, we got somebody that was literally went to a training camp for the 49ers. Didn't make the team, didn't make the practice squad, probably went there for one day. But he made it to a 49ers training camp. We're like, man, that boy was killing everybody on the field too. Like, just that's just how far those athletes, like, even somebody that came into the NFL just far surpassed regular people, bro. It's like a whole different level.
Far surpassed. Far surpassed. the audacity this thing happened.
That should have me crying though, brother. Can you play a season first?
A whole season, please.
He's not playing a whole season. Boy, he was drafted, what, 2021?
Good.
3 years, bro. Going back to the whole thing, we go back to the Saints. We kind of all over the place, and I don't really care. Going back to the whole thing with Sherm and going to the Padres game with Jay and Sherm and his wife yesterday. I was there, and the Padres were playing the Nationals, the Washington Nationals, right? Starting pitcher for the Washington Nationals was not having a good day, Ryan. It was not this nigga's day. Bases are loaded, and a player on the Padres who had hit a home run earlier in the same game comes to the plate. This man rocked a grand slam, bruh. Like, boom. Four runs score. And as soon as the batter hit the ball, bro, like, you could see it on the replay. The pitcher, like, his shoulders slumped, and he was just like, bro, like, he just knew it. Then I started thinking.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
MLB pitcher, NFL cornerback, NHL goalie, soccer goalie, like in FIFA or like, you know, whatever. Out of those four, which one has the most mental drain on a person in terms of like the accountability? Because those are positions where it is you. If you mess up, slip up, all the eyes are squarely on you.
I might have to go with a pitcher, bro. Because, I mean, they have, like, you know, I mean, the ball is in their hand. You know what I'm saying? And they're the one that could really wreck a game or win a game. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But cornerback, I told you, this is one of my favorite positions because the mental fortitude you have to be a good corner in the league. I mean, that's talking about a great corner.
Right.
Just to be a good corner. I see people, it pissed me off so much just to see, like, it's just such a, it's an NFL fan thing to do is to flame a cornerback when they get beat. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, Jalen Ramsey gets beat. It's like, bro, cornerback's going to get beat. Period. Right. I don't care who you is.
Just like human anatomy and physics.
Right.
There is no one. You know, Dion was a unicorn. Darrell Revis at his prime were unicorns. They don't exist like that.
Yeah, man. And you know, you just got to. We've seen, like, I remember Patrick Robinson when they brought him in. You talking about a dude who did not have that mental fortitude. Like, man, he would get if you could. You knew how the game was gonna go.
100%.
If he get beat early, it's like, oh,
that's gonna be a long day.
This about to be a long day, boy.
Bro, was it the game where they beat Dallas?
Mm-hmm.
Was it Dallas that they beat them, but Dez was just abusing Patrick Crumbs all game, bro.
Putting a clown suit on him, bro. Like, oh my god. And then he left with the Philly, reignited his career, then came back to the Saints. We broke.
You won a Super Bowl with Philly, did he not?
Yeah, run a Super Bowl.
Super Bowl winning champion, Patrick Robinson, bro. What a time! But you going with pitcher? You going with MLB pitcher?
I'm gonna go with pitcher. Yeah.
Man,
goalies though. Man.
Yeah, man. Because you literally are the last line of defense.
That's it.
All four of them have a level of mental fortitude that, like, I can't fathom. They just built different. But man, when he gave up that grand slam and like his shoulders shrunk, bro. Like he was just like, because he had already had a long day. Like he was not having the best day. It was not his day. Ty said hockey or soccer. I put both in the equation. Of just which one just it's I don't even know if I have an answer to it. It was just such an interesting thing I was thinking about, like, huh, like which one is harder? Which one like has the most pressure as on a position as
all them dudes just built different, man. I mean they built different, you know. Cornerback, like it's just, you really got not only mentally but physically. You got to be fast. Like it's one of the few positions where the 40 time does matter. Like, you have to be fast. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
You have to be fast. You have to have recovery speed. You have to be have a level of physicality. You have to be smart. It's it's a tough position, man.
Ty said, I say hockey's goal is smaller, but puck is faster, plus skates. Sherm said, he's going with goalie for hockey. Tony says, pitchers also have to worry about having a line drive right, like a line drive hit right back at them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, pitchers have insane, like, reflexes. Like, yeah, insane reflexes. But baseball players in general have insane reflexes. I couldn't do it. Anyway, it was a discussion I was thinking about yesterday. Getting back to the Saints, the Chase Young piece is such a critical, crucial junction because I still go back to the point of assuming he's somewhat healthy, whatever healthy is for Chase Young after a neck surgery. This is still going to be, and this is also assuming that Marshawn is on the team, so your turner corner is going to be Marshawn, it's going to be Paulson and Debo. This is going to be the best secondary Chase Young has ever played with.
Was she?
And I think that could lead to him having, in theory, on paper, hashtag on paper, a better season because he's never played with a secondary that's as talented as the one that the Saints have.
I agree. And look, we've seen it. Even with our pass rush not being good, like just the coverage ability that the secondary has gives the front seven a chance. You know what I'm saying?
It
gives them a chance. Because those things go hand in hand, the coverage and the pass rush. So it would surprise me to see Chase Young have a nice season. I'm just hoping, man, just stay healthy, bro. Health has been his issue since he's been in the league. We know he's talented. He went number one overall for a reason. And, you know, it takes a while. Look at Clowney. It took Clowney years.
Like,
literally just this past season, really, to be that pass rusher. He was always a good player. He was always, a player that would show flashes. He was always a player that would be disruptive. But really, just this past year was the first time you could say, okay, he got it all. Like, he got the whole game down now. And, you know, sometimes it takes that. And I think the Saints are banking that, you know, hopefully this year for Chase Young. But we'll see. It's a one-year deal. You know, he trying to reignite his career. So it wasn't a bad move at all. And they did that move, you know. Like the neck thing, they throw me for a loop. You know, I'm like,
bro, most Saints thing ever, bro.
Gotta be something, man.
Gotta be something. Can't have it all. I just had to look up where Clowney plays for. Completely forgot that he signed with the Panthers. I read it when it happened. I had no idea that's where he was. Yeah. So, Trevor Penny. I kind of glossed over the fact that James Hurst hashtag put him in a Hurst retired. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Trevor Penning is trying to revitalize his career at right tackle. I'll ask this a little bit. Did you see any 1 second of the presidential debate at all?
No, not one. No. I probably go back and watch some highlights later, but trying to watch that shit show, bro. Like, come on, man. We already know what hell's gonna go, bro. I know what I gotta do come November, so I ain't tripping. That's my boy Joe. Y'all chip. It's my dog right there. If you know, you know.
We ain't got no choice, Ryan. We ain't got no choice.
No choice, man. Get the shit, man. Got Alzheimer's, whatever. That's my dog.
Nigga from what was it? Was it 22? Like those 4 years, I remember so vividly when Trump was in office, because I would wake up, get on Twitter, and then would text you, and like we would have jokes, like the jokes would be there, but it was also like, are we about to die?
It'd be like, every morning I'd be like, are we living in reality? Like, is this?
Yo, fake, bro.
Is this real? Is he tweeting this?
Oh my God. I blocked the president of the United States, bro.
I could block him, bro. I gotta see it, bro.
Couldn't do it, bro. Anything else from this off season or anything, you know, we'll open it up to the chat. From the Saints offseason, I'll say this. I was going through my phone. This is how the Underhill thing came about. But clearing out like some videos, clearing up space on my phone, like videos I didn't no longer need my phone. None like that, perbs. It was like just, they're mostly podcast videos, right? For like posting and, you know, going and deleting. And then I came across that video during the Chiefs game, the Chiefs preseason game, bro. Mm-hmm. And I put in our Discord and it was just like, that was just like the peak of height of like the optimism from last season. It was right there. It's right there, bro. Like, oh, they drove down the field and ended up with the touchdown. Keith Kirkwood, this was before he had gotten his name back. He wasn't Backwood anymore, bro. It was at the height, bro. So I'll say this as a disclaimer. I don't give a shit what we see in preseason. I don't care. Now, if a player is playing well, cool. Love it. Like, yeah, do I want to see Isaiah Foskey like look like he can
do
be
something?
Do
something?
Right, he got engaged recently, bro. Like, he got
engaged. Man. I feel him. Like, so, bro, you got a wife to take care of now. Like, you got to do something, bro.
You got to provide.
Provide.
What? And she white. Yeah, she knows she book. If your Negro ass don't get on that football field, it can apply some pressure to the quarterback, bro.
Piss me off, bro. Taking pictures of his feet on the beach. She go inside of here, bro. Not my pass rusher. Not mine.
just toes out, bro.
Toes out. Come on, bro. What's up, bro?
that I will say that is a player
that I would be hype, that I'm going to be hyper focused on.
Oh yeah,
no in preseason, bro.
And that's all I'm looking for in the preseason. I'm focused on players. I don't give a shit about like the the overall performance of the offense or the defense. Blah, blah, blah. I don't give a shit about that. I'm looking at specific players. Obviously, the quarterbacks, Jake Haener, Spencer Rattler. I want to see Spencer Rattler, bro, show me something. I want to see Jake Haener take that next level. I don't care which order. I want them both. I want to put pressure on Derek Carr.
Bro, you read my mind, bro. I want them to make it look close. Either one of them, bro. Why not both? Why not? I want preseason. It's like, damn, the Saints got some quarterbacks? And it's not talking about, like, yeah, I want to see Derek, like, whatever. But, like, if you're like, whoa, what are we seeing? I know I can't read it because I'm blocked, but I know Doug Farrar put out an article or what have you on Spencer Rattler recently. But Jake Haener, Spencer Rattler, whoever, look like go out and ball out in preseason. Please.
Yeah. Who else I want to see in preseason? Obviously, Fuaga. Penning, obviously. I want to see what he does. Man. Huge. the rookies, Bub Means. We'll see what he is.
I'm going to say this, and I know there hasn't been a lot talked about him because of the injury. That Kool-Aid versus Alante camp battle for the spot?
Yeah. What? It's going to be fun.
That's going to be one to watch, bro. That's going to be one to watch.
It's going to be fun, bro. Like, I want to see how that shake out. It's like a repeat of last year. It
really is, bro.
Like, it was interesting to see how the whole slot thing play out. Got rid of Courtney Roby. Not Courtney Roby. Bradley Roby. We're going to see. They're going to have to fight it out because that was a battle up until the end. We'll see.
Ty Burt said Jordan Howden, too. Jordan Howden had some really good moments last year, but also like kind of, he was a rookie, man. It was weird because like it felt like at one point the team soured on him and then they went back to it. Was weird. Yeah. Right.
Seen and a so lot of that, though, with this team,
it's right. It's very wishy-washy. Like make a decision.
Right.
Unless you're Trevor Pittman, bro. They made that decision. They stayed with that shit, bro. They did not.
We refused to put you back on the field. Like, damn.
Huge, bro. But we'll see how everything plays out. Training camp starts on the 24th of July. I believe the rookies report on the 16th, something around there. But also, too, like I've been at their neck from this perspective, just as a fan, but more so as a, as a business owner for our community and just not just our community, just the Saints community. Like, I don't understand how we are less than a month away from training camp. We don't even know if there's going to be training camp practices open in Irvine or not, bro.
I'm getting emails from the Texans saying, hey, come to our training camp. Come on now. What? What are we doing?
Hello? Hello? Reserve your tickets. Texas training camp. We you want to see an actual quarterback? What an NFL quarterback should look like? Come on down. Like, we are willing to be at training camp to watch Derek fucking Carr. And you telling me you can't open a training camp practice? Okay. All right. Okay.
I need answers.
I this team is so predictable, bro. I can guarantee at least one, if they're going to do one or two practices, one of those practices is going to be against the joint practice against the Niners. At least one.
Yep.
They're going to open that one, and then another one's going to be some fucking complete random one, bro. I just know this team, bro. I just know how this team operates, man. Like, I'm not dumb. But it's just, even that to me, I'll say this, though. The Bucs are even worse. Like, the Bucs are, like, home at training camp, and they are only open at home and only open in 2 days. So I know that when the Saints saw that, they were like, ho, ho, ho. Yes.
Oh, man, what a just trash way to have fan engagement. Just completely trash way. But then you're going to beg and send multiple emails and have people calling everybody like bill collectors. Like, oh, you want these season tickets? Want these season tickets? You want to renew? Want to renew? We got season tickets. We got season tickets. Why go get paid for season tickets when y'all can't even tell? Y'all can't even open training camp practices up for me. Like, come on. Come on, man. Anyway. Oh, I hope that they announce the dates, because if they do, I'm really excited to plan these things, even if it's one or two. And it shouldn't be one or two. I'm not saying I'm going to be content with that. Like, if you're going to be, you could do a training camp in Irvine. Like, I'm not saying you got to have every training camp practice open to the public, but there's such a huge contingent of Saints fans on the West Coast. Bro, we would go get it on the Amtrak to come back to LA, and someone, you know, a couple on the line was like, oh, you're a Saints fan? Yeah, unfortunately, but yeah, that's my team, though. Okay, and you know, cool. Who that? You know, we live in New Orleans. There's such a huge contingency of everywhere, bro. Get on the Amtrak. Older white lady with her husband, black, hashtag troll tendencies. It's like, oh, you're a Saints fan? Yeah, I am. Oh, I'm from New Orleans. There are so many people from Louisiana. Everywhere. And it just befuddles me on a level of why you would not want to cultivate, grow that, give back. Like, shit, we in New Orleans. We know we don't get out to the West Coast often, but we on the West Coast this year for training camp. Shit, let's sit. I don't know, man. It's just, it's frustrating. It's frustrating. But anyway, we went for about an hour, give or take. We recapped the offseason perfectly, but we recapped it enough and kind of gave some insight in terms of some things we're looking for in training camp, some interesting things that happened this offseason for the Saints that are interesting to us. Hopefully we'll have Scott from Field Vision joining us on Monday, same time at 9 p.m. We still got to confirm it. If you don't know what Field Vision MI is, it's a very visual, data driven, but highly focused in like visual data, really just fascinating, like football porn stuff, honestly, is the best way I can describe it. So we shall see. We're just waiting for Scott to confirm with us, but you know, we got what, 17 concurrent viewers going on right now, like midnight on Central Standard Time. So that's just all the love that we appreciate from y'all, and we love y'all truly for supporting us in the dead of the off season. But we will be back maybe as soon as Monday at 9 p.m. If not, we'll be back next week. Thank y'all for the support. Like and subscribe on YouTube, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, all of them. If you're watching this on YouTube in the live stream, please become a Patreon, patreon.com/SaintsBlockParty. We'll be back next week. With that, we're out.
Peace.
Find all your 4th of July needs at low prices, all in the Kroger app. Get USDA Choice bone-in tender ribeye steaks for $7.99 a pound with a digital coupon. Limit 5, then buy 2, get 3 free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.